The good news is they have agreed on something. They've agreed an outline deal to come up with a new nuclear arms reduction treaty to replace START 1. Now, if this treaty is negotiated, it'll see the US and Russia reduce their nuclear arsenals by up to a third to around 1,600 warheads each and somewhere between 500 and 1,100 delivery vehicles. In other words, intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine launch missiles and bombers that drop from the sky. So if this treaty is brought into effect, this is quite a major achievement and will see the world's nuclear arsenals radically slashed.
What about Russia's concerns over America's missile defence?
That really is the big sticking point. Basically, Medvedev and Obama agreed to disagree over missile defence. Obama said that he recognised that the Russians were very kind of sensitive about this issue, but so far hasn't said that he will dump the plan. He said that the US is now going to review the missile shield by the end of the summer and will communicate its findings to the Russian government. Now, we don't know precisely what Obama's going to say, but we do know that the Kremlin is viscerally opposed to this agreement and up until this weekend was saying that there could be no nuclear arms treaty unless the Obama team caved in and dumped the shield.
Now, today, Luke, Obama meets Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, who's widely held to be more powerful than the President Dmitry Medvedev.
Yes, it was very amusing at their press conference yesterday. At one point, I'm certain that I heard Obama describe Putin as president and then quickly check himself and say prime minister. He also had problems saying Medvedev and called him Meddedev at one point, which, you know, was quite instructive, I think. That really, the problem so far with this trip is that Obama, if you like, has been talking to the wrong man. Everyone knows that Putin is really in charge. And their brief breakfast could determine the tenor of US-Russian relations in the months ahead. He was certainly very much the ghost in the sort of guilt-covered Kremlin room yesterday when these talks were going on. And I have to say, compared to other US-Russian encounters, Bush and Putin, the sort of Obama-Medvedev one was really rather flat and almost boring.